Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 24th. From Capitol coverage, state lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have prevented businesses from firing workers who use marijuana outside of the office. KUNC's Scott Franz has more.
Democratic Representative Jovan Melton of Aurora argued the law should be changed after a quadriplegic Dish Network employee in Colorado was fired 10 years ago for using medical marijuana at home.
Without this bill, we're saying that only the retired and unemployed are safe to participate in something that the voters overwhelmingly said is legal within this state.
But the House Business Affairs and Labor Committee unanimously rejected it, with several lawmakers saying it went too far. Opponents also said the testing for marijuana is not good enough yet to determine whether an employee is using the drug at home or at work. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And here's more from Scott Franz and Capitol coverage. State lawmakers are considering a pair of bills this week that would ban plastic bags and styrofoam containers from all stores and restaurants. The bags would disappear by July of next year should the legislation pass.
That would leave stores with the option of offering paper bags for a fee. Lawmakers are also proposing to ban plastic straws and styrofoam takeout containers from restaurants. Conservation groups are supporting the effort, saying the bags and containers create litter and end up in landfills. But similar measures have failed to gain traction in previous years after businesses raised concerns. And lawmakers have already rejected another bill that would have struck down a state law that prevents municipalities from banning plastics. Still, more than a dozen cities around the state are ignoring that law and either banning plastic bags or charging a bag fee. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Next, from Luke Runyon, a warming climate is already causing river flows in the Southwest's largest watershed to decline.
Scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey found that continued warming of even a degree or two will likely result in severe water shortages in the Colorado River Basin. Warmer temperatures diminish snowpack, lessening the amount of water and accelerating evaporation.
There's not a lot of slack in the system.
Hydrologist Chris Milley authored the study.
In the long term, communities, states, will be making adjustments to how they allocate water.
The future is more mixed on whether climate change will cause more or less precipitation in the basin. But Millie says it would take a significant increase to offset the declines caused by warming. I'm Luke Runyon.
From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, election officials in Mesa County are finding themselves in some hot water after discovering a trove of uncounted ballots from the 2019 coordinated election. KBUT's Christopher Biddle has more.
When staff in the Mesa County Clerk and Recorder's Office began collecting ballots for the upcoming presidential primary, they discovered ballots from the 2019 election were still in a drop box and were never counted. In an interview with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, County Clerk Tina Peters said that there were 574 ballots found on Tuesday. Peters said the missing ballots would not have changed the outcome of any of the elections. Her office is investigating the cause of the mistake and says they plan to take steps to ensure no such mistake will recur. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
From the Colorado News Connection, Energy Outreach Colorado will host an immersive exhibit at the south end of Denver's Union Station Plaza on Thursday. Behind these walls puts a spotlight on energy poverty and the circumstances facing the state's most vulnerable families, frequently invisible from the outside. Eric Galatis has more.
A new exhibit on display this Thursday at Union Station called Behind These Walls invites the public to experience energy poverty firsthand. Visitors will be able to enter a home where the power has been turned off because the utility bill did not get paid. Jennifer Gremmert with Energy Outreach Colorado says for too many families, the walls of their home shield others from knowing or understanding the true burden of energy insecurity.
So many of us take it for granted. And so imagining what it's like not to have it, and then to know that that could be the person living next door to you or down the street from you that needs that help.
Gremmert says visitors will also see the consequences of living in a home without power. Health conditions can be exacerbated, whether in colder winter temperatures or extreme summer heat. Without lights, kids can't do homework, and clothes go unwashed. Visitors can also learn how to connect neighbors with help paying their utility bills through energyoutreach.org. Across Colorado, tens of thousands of families with children, the elderly, teachers, students, and people with disabilities and health concerns qualify for assistance to cover basic home energy costs. For many households, utility bills are just a small fraction of their monthly income, but Gremmert says that's not the case for many of her group's clients.
Some of them, they're paying up to 25% of their income on their energy bill. So that's what we really want people thinking about, that inability to pay or having to do without food or medicine because you're having to pay that bill that month.
The immersive exhibit is free and open to the public and will take place on the south end of Denver's Union Station Plaza from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, the Delta County Health Department encourages all unvaccinated residents to protect themselves from infection and to prevent the spread of seasonal flu by getting their flu shot. There is a misconception that you can only get your flu shot at the beginning of the flu season, but that is not the case, according to Karen O'Brien, director for the Delta County Health Department. The current number of hospitalizations for the state of Colorado in the 2019-2020 flu season is over 2,000, with 3 pediatric deaths. Receiving your flu vaccination helps prevent illness and significantly reduces severe complications. It's never too late to benefit from a flu shot. In order to stay healthy, Delta County Health Department recommends that all residents over the age of 6 months obtain a flu vaccine. Avoid close contact with people who are sick or showing flu-like symptoms. Stay home when you are sick, at least 24 hours after symptoms have ended. Cover your mouth and nose when sneezing or coughing. Clean your hands with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Disinfect high-touch surfaces using disinfectant and practice good health habits. The Delta County Health Department is located at 255 West 6th Street in Delta and can be called at 970-874-2165. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, February 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.